instead of, you know, taking a chance on, well, you know, my mom was diabetic, my uncle was, my grandma was, so that means I'm going to be. Uh-uh. That doesn't mean that you have to become a diabetic as well.
I'm Connie Godsey Duval, and we're in Berksville, Kentucky, in Cumberland County. Well, my parents are originally from Perry County, from Hazard, and I was born in Powell County, Kentucky. I'm a retired home economics / family consumer science teacher, so I taught nutrition to my high school students, and I taught nutrition. I wanted to be healthy, you know, all my life, but I struggled with my weight. I remember starting my first diet when I was 14, bananas and skim milk diet. You were supposed to lose 5 pounds in 3 days. After the second day, I didn't want to see a banana again. And especially after going to college and studying college nutrition, you know, I knew more about it, and I knew that, you know, I needed to make the right choices. But eating, we eat for so many reasons. You know, our cultural background, our emotions, to celebrate, stress. So I was a stress eater, emotional eater, I'm sure, is part of the reason I struggled. And of course, in our society, most people want quick weight loss. Oh, I want to lose it really fast. And you can. And then what happens? You go back to your old eating pattern, you gain it back. And so that's where I fell into that yo-yo, and so many people fell into that yo-yo dieting. In January of 2019, I started a walking program at the extension office, and I ended up with about 20 people showed up. And so we started walking a mile 4 days a week. I weighed 209 pounds, which was way over what I should weigh. And that was one of the reasons, you know, I wanted to start this walking program. I thought the exercise has got to help, which it did, because I lost 6 pounds in the first month. Well, when I'd lost that 6 pound in January, I thought, okay, I'm going to lose all this weight I've been trying to lose for years. Didn't happen. I toned up. I had energy. I felt so much better. But I still had that extra weight. So one of the health educators with the health department, they were offering the diabetes prevention program in July of 2019. And she had also, in her advertisements, put, are you ready to get your weight under control? And actually, one of the first things we did in the program is we did a score sheet of your chances of becoming diabetic, you know, your weight, if you have family members. I was really, really high risk. Even though I felt safe that I was going to get it, there's still that chance. This diabetes prevention program is a lifestyle change program. It's not a diet. They want you to really change your lifestyle by thinking about your eating and everything that you put in your mouth. It was a year program. We would meet once a week for, I think, 16 weeks, and then we started meeting every 2 weeks. There was a lesson every week for the first 16 weeks about counting calories and counting fat grams and what the healthiest foods were. And we had to start measuring, writing down everything we ate. We had to look up how many fat grams and calories was in each serving. If it was a recipe we made on our own, we had to look up each ingredient. And I was just amazed. I was probably eating 3,000 calories a day. You know, no wonder. Even with the exercise, no wonder I wasn't losing weight. And like I said, I wasn't eating deep fried food. I tried to eat chicken and fish and vegetables and tried to eat the healthy food, but I was just eating way too much. I wasn't measuring. And there's so much hidden fat in food. And there's so many easy ways you can cut back on those fat grams. You know, instead of regular sour cream, you can get the light sour cream. Instead of ranch salad dressing, you can get the light ranch. Or just leaving the fat out completely. When a recipe calls, like a brownie mix recipe, calls for a half a cup of oil, you can use a half a cup of applesauce and make those brownies, and they're just as good. And the thing about the diabetes prevention program, the one thing that makes it different, there's no food you can't eat. There's nothing that's off limits. You have to work the numbers into your daily goal. So like this morning when I had peach cobbler for breakfast, for the meals later in the day, I'm going to have to eat salads. And you can manage. If you know you're going to a birthday party on Saturday, you know, cut back during the week. You know, a few times I slipped, and a few of those weeks I maybe gained a half a pound, but you lose it slowly. You know, you control how much you eat, you make the right choices, and the weight will still come off. My goal was, with the program, was to lose 15 pounds. And I did that in 8 weeks, and I wanted to lose more. I lost that 15, and I did end up losing 25 pounds and then an additional 3 pounds. And wow, people started seeing me out in public, and they say, wow, you look so, you know, what have you done? And I said, well, I'm on the diabetes prevention program. I'm just counting calories and counting fat grams, and I'm still exercising. I'm doing the walking program as well. My father was diabetic, and he had all the symptoms, and we didn't recognize those. And he was an Eastern Kentucky stubborn man that didn't want to go to the doctor. And finally, he woke up one Monday morning and couldn't even get himself dressed. And so they took him to the hospital and found out that he was definitely diabetic. And he did end up with an injured big toe that had to be amputated. It would not heal, so he had to have his leg below the knee amputated. And then from that surgery and the hospitalization and being immobile, he ended up developing sepsis. So it wasn't diabetes directly that killed him, but it was, you know, a complication of the diabetes. Two of my sibling sisters also developed diabetes. One of them, she did not manage her diabetes very well, along with her other health conditions. So she died of a heart attack at age 63, which just should never have happened. So instead of, you know, taking a chance on, well, you know, my mom was diabetic, my uncle was, my grandma was, so that means I'm going to be. That doesn't mean that you have to become a diabetic as well. You know, if it is in your family, then that's even more reason for you to start making those changes before you have the damage to your body that cannot be reversed. To realize that, you know, being pre-diabetic does not mean that you will become diabetic if you can make those lifestyle changes. Especially in the middle of this pandemic, if you were to actually contract it, when it affects your lungs and you're already struggling with, you know, with the extra weight, just like me carrying that extra 25 pounds, that was harder to me to breathe. I even went back to the radio station. They have a talk around town program. And I actually shared this DPP, the basics of it. And I said, you can do this at home. Start counting your calories and your fat grams. Start moving. The governor was saying, stay healthy at home. But my thing was, get healthy. It's been a year now. I've never varied over a pound or two higher than what my goal weight was. You know, I'm hoping to stay with this program and this lifestyle change. I've got two miracle grandbabies that my daughter was almost 40 when she had the first one, almost 41 when she had the second one, and I want to be around to watch them grow up. And I'm thinking I've got a good 30 years possibly out there, and I want to be healthy.
You've been hearing from Connie Godsey Duval of Cumberland County. The diabetes prevention program that she participated in is an evidence-based program developed by the CDC that's offered in small groups at clinics and health departments across Eastern Kentucky. To find out more, and for more stories about prediabetes and type 2 in the mountains, check out PreventDiabetesEKY.org.